This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
I have a word for someone here. I want us to open our Bible to the book of Judges. Thank you, King of Glory. Praise the Lord. This is a very special morning. One thing that God will do here this morning is to take away confusion from someone's life. Take away confusion. How many of us are ready to pray? Pray this morning. I want us to read the book of Judges, chapter 20, verse 20. I'll be ministering to us this morning a topic called Divine Pattern. Divine Pattern. And I want us to read the book of Judges 20, verse 20. It says, "And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, not against me." Someone didn't get that. You know, all the major kings from Israel, they came from the tribe of Benjamin, the lion-hearted. And the man and the son of my right hand, it says, "And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day. Destroyed 22,000 men. 22,000 men. And the people of Israel encouraged themselves and set their battles again in array in the place where they put themselves on that same first day. And the children of Israel went up and went before the Lord until evening, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And the Lord said, go up against them. The children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day, and destroyed to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All these Jews sold." Not 18,000 of just any man, but warriors. They're warriors, the people that drew sword, the fighters. So they dealt with them that same spot. First time they went, dealt with them, went out against the people of Benjamin, and they destroyed them to the ground. They lost 22,000 men. Then again the second day, in the same place, the same method. In fact, they went and cried unto God and said, "God, should we go?" And God said, "Go." They went with force. When they got there, the children of Benjamin dealt with them, destroyed them to the ground. This time around, not just any man, but their warriors, people who drew sword, and beat them, killed them. 18,000. Verse 26. And all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came unto the house of God and then wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until even and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. So they inquired. And then God told them, go. And they went. Verse 25. They went. And in that battle, the Bible makes us understand, verse 35 rather, and the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed all of the Benjamites that day, 25,000 and 100 men, all that drew the sword. So when the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to these Benjamites, because they trusted unto the liars in wait. These are the people who ambushed them, which they are set beside Gibeah. Now, these people went to battle against Benjamin. The first day, they had the warriors. They rushed against them. But then they were smitten. They went, regrouped, went again against them. The same place, the same strategy, and then they lost men, lost all their fighters, their warriors. And then something happened. The third time they were going, they went and killed these people, the Benjamites. That day alone, they lost 25,000 and 100 people of men that Jew saw. So they became victorious. Now I'm thinking, they must have been in a very great confusion. But there was something that they did, which they missed the first day and the second day. Even though God spoke to them and said, go. You want to go? Have it your own way. Go. But you will come back with a story of defeat. So they came back defeated. And they are wondering, but God told us to go. What happened to us? Do you know why? Because they didn't fight the battle according to God's divine pattern. If you check in the scriptures, every time the people will go for a battle, they will always sacrifice before God. Two things they missed that day. When they came back, they wept and wept and wept, and then they fasted. They fasted. And after they fasted, the Bible says what? They gave the offering as specified by God. Because this is how things are done. When they maintained the divine protocol, for sure, victory came to them cheaply. Many of us are fighting the battles of life not according to divine order. If you fight the battles of life according to God's divine pattern, you can never be defeated. Imagine the same place two times. The second time, they even came with rage, force. It is not in the effort, your personal effort, what brings victory to a child of God in a cheap manner is for him to conform to God's divine pattern. Every time that you are in alignment with the purpose of God, with the set rules of God, victory becomes easy. In fact, the third time, the Bible records that God fought for them and then it allowed them just to do what they had to do. It was a walkover because God had already gone before them. Somebody please help me say divine pattern. Help me say divine pattern. Many of us have been defeated in life. Last year was terrible for many because they fought the battle according to their own personal or perceived pattern. There is a divine way in which the presence of God can be invoked. There is a divine way in which you can provoke the wrath of God's jealousy to fight the battles for you. I do not know what you are going through. Maybe a battle of life, perhaps a battle in your health or your family, your children, your school, your career. One thing is very sure. If you do it God's own way, God will fight your battles for you. And I see us this morning as individuals and collectively as a church family that we are aligning with God's will and purpose, because God says, leave it alone for me. The battle is the Lord's. When God takes ownership of your battles, you are sure to own your enemies. And I see God doing mighty things, bringing about the testimonies that you have been looking for very quickly in the precious name of Jesus. Can I have somebody help me say amen? Can I have somebody please help me say a very big amen? So they fasted. They went, went before God, prayed, and fasted. Fasting is good. Many people are fasting, many churches. But you see, you don't have to fast only at the beginning of the year. Remember, every time you see fasting in the Bible, the first thing you see is prayer. It says, and the disciples, they prayed and fasted. Not fasted and prayed. Do you know why? Do you know why? Do you know why? Because if you are fasting, you are not praying. It's hunger strike. The reason why they fasted was because they were preoccupied seeking the face of God. Can I hear a witness in the house? So, they fasted because they were praying. This season, upon this commission, upon this nation, there is a stirring. Every time people come together to fast and to pray, something always happens. Why? Because God Himself has said that He has not called or chosen the sons of Jacob to call him in vain. No, he will always answer. So, first day they went and prayed, and God said, go. So they came back, wept. It's not enough for you to weep. But thank God, because we have a high priest that is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Jesus is not a low priest. He's a high priest. He knows how you feel. He can feel you. What you are going through is also going through that in his heart. Jesus is connected to us not only spiritually but also emotionally. We have a high priest that is touched with the feelings of our drawback, our infirmities, our inadequacies, our problems, torments, our affliction. But that does not take the place of doing things according to divine order. So you can go and cry and cry and cry and cry, and you said nothing to God. There is a time to fast. Such was the time that these people had. While they prayed and sought God's face, they fasted. Not only that they fasted, they prayed, they fasted all day. But see, they also kept the divine order of offering sacrifices unto God. Now, what are these sacrifices? We'll go through the scriptures very quickly to see them. Our God is a God of order. Our God is a God that is decent in all his ways. Our God is a God of principles. He does not respect persons. If he respected persons above principles, oh my God, Israel will have won the battle the first day. But he said, no, you are fighting, but not according to my principles. God will always exalt his word even above his name, and his words cannot be broken. One of the things that we can do this morning is not only to pray and seek the face of God, not only to fast and do concentrated prayers, but also the place of sacrifice. What does it mean? If they had prayed, they sought him, and they had fasted and went out, they would still have been defeated. But except they kept that, which was an ordinance from God, the place of sacrifice. Please help me tell your neighbor sacrifice. Oh, tell him sacrifice. So they prayed, they fasted, and then sacrifice. In the New Testament, let's see what this thing speaks of. Number one, very quickly, what sacrifice is talking about in the New Testament? Jesus Christ is our peace offering. Hallelujah. He's been sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. But what sacrifice does God demand from us? Number one, the sacrifices of our bodies. Of your body. Romans chapter 12 from verse 1. Romans 12 verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Isn't this reasonable for you when you are serving the holy God? also for you to maintain your system holy. This is what it says. So, the first thing is the sacrifice of your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Winning the battle of life, God's own way, demands just prayer and fasting. But it says a presentation of your body as a living sacrifice. A sacrifice that is alive. Your body is not for hard substances. Your body is not meant for sexual immorality. Your body, Bible speaks and says, talks about the sanctification of your body. That we possess our bodies in sanctification. Why? Because of the price that Jesus Christ paid for us. So, it is your responsibility, not his responsibility. Someone might ask and say, how come that God told them, go, when he knew they were defeated? It is not God's responsibility to do the offering. It's their responsibility. The Bible says that sin shall no longer have dominion over you. Why? Because you live under grace, not under the law. The power of sin above. The power of sin over a man's life is completely broken. Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. He paid the price and released the grace for you to live a life that is worthy of his call. But when we willfully put our hands, fornication, adultery, pornography, use of substances and stuff like that, we defile our system. And God is rendered incapable for him to go out, all out, to fight for us. Isaiah 58 verse 6 says, is God's hand shutting that he cannot save? No. Is God's ears heavy that he cannot hear? No. What is it that makes God look so weak, so insipid, so insignificant, so powerless in your situation? Primary reason is sin. One of the things that God wants to do this year is for you to get rid of those. You want to move fast and far this year. It must be according to God's divine pattern. Otherwise, you suffer casualties. The grace is available. The grace is dispensed in love. I thank God for the grace of God. But sometimes I see or I hear some messages that tries to rubbish the grace of God and say grace covers everything. Just let us just begin to do what we have to do. No problem. Listen, it says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The grace of God is shown unto humanity. And this is it, that us denying ungodliness, unrighteousness, might embrace life. The grace of God is meant for you to deny. The grace of God is meant for you to release. The grace of God is meant for you to say no to unrighteousness. That power is given unto you. Why? Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross of Calvary. And the blood of Jesus is much more than enough. Hallelujah. Oh, I cannot say, I can't hear somebody say a very big amen to that. Do you know why? Sometimes we've had messages that has confused us. Even the more. When I landed on the word from the scripture, it changed my understanding. Even on issues that we spend many night vigils and many visits to many homes and many camps and many meetings, many books, this issue on generational curses. One day he came to me and said to me, Holy Spirit, he said, is it possible that someone will want to receive Jesus Christ and the power will say, no, you cannot receive Jesus Christ? Is it possible? Is it possible? It is impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible that today I want to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. Is there any power that can stop me? So whatsoever power that cannot stop you from receiving Him can't stop you from stopping you in Him. Can't. Break it and just move on. Don't hook up yourself to an unending cycle of deliverance. Unending. Until you begin to use walking stick, you are still breaking. And you die, still breaking. Then where is the power of the cross? Any power that cannot stop you from receiving Him cannot stop you now that you are in Him. If He spared us His Son, what gave Him for us all? How will He not with Him freely give us all things? If God did not spare His Son, but gave Him to us, how will He not now freely even defend us with His entire life? Those things can't have power over you. The day you give your life to God, to Christ, the power of sin is broken over your life. And that thing that could not stop you, the devil that couldn't stop you from accepting Him, cannot stop you now that you are in Him. Can you imagine? There's no congruency. There's no alignment. I pray in the precious name of Jesus that the grace, oh my God, something is happening even this morning. I see people being liberated by the word of God that is coming forth to them. He said He sent forth His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God coming to you right now is delivering you from every power of the enemy. In the precious name of Jesus, I break the power of poisonous habits. I break the power of those deadly and wicked addiction over your life. In the precious name of Jesus, in this year 2018, you won't go back doing what we're doing and fighting the battles of 2017 anymore. In Jesus' mighty name, I see God mobilizing you to new levels. If you are the one that God is talking about, please help me say amen to that. If you are the one that God is talking about, please help me say amen to that. Oh, let somebody shout a very big hallelujah. Let somebody shout a very big hallelujah. I break the power of generational curse over your life in the precious name of Jesus. Every power working against you from the Father's house, those powers could not stop you from receiving Jesus. How can they stop you now that you are in Him? It doesn't look right. I say it doesn't look right. I pray in the precious name of Jesus, let the power that normalizes all things, let the power that causes a life to conform to His divine image, be released over your life now in the precious name of Jesus. Let evil, every evil pattern be broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, let somebody say a very big amen. Hallelujah. The sacrifice, number two. What was the sacrifice? Philippians chapter 4 and verse 18. Number two, three sacrifices. First one, sacrifice of your body. The next sacrifice, of your materials, your offerings. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 18. But I have all and abound. I'm full. This was Paul speaking to Christians in Philippi. Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. He says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The sacrifice of your materials. See what was happening here. The people in the Philippians, they were blessing Paul through Epaphroditus. And when he received the materials, see what it says. It says, this is an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Your financial sacrifices. I know there are many messages going out there to weaken the base of the church. Please don't join them. Don't join them. Don't join them. Every time you give to this free, you are given to God. Number one, the prophet or the pastor. Number two, the pulpit. Number three, the people. We will see it in the scriptures. Listen, the scriptures can never be broken. Can the scriptures be broken? No. It says, you see, those who share the word of God with you, or those who have been made rulers over you, he said, in fact, you should honor them. Not only that, double honor. It says, if you are recipients of the spiritual blessing that they dispense, you also should respond by giving them your material blessings. And this is the sacrifice. Many of us are fasting. What about the neighbor that is sitting by you? I like what that brother said. He had to go out to give it to someone who did not have. Isaiah 58, thereabout. It says, it's not this father that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to set the captives free, and to break every yoke. Is it not for you to deal your bread to the hungry? And that when thou seest thy neighbor who is naked, that thou bring him to thy own house and not cover your face or your eyes from him. He says, so shall your light break forth as morning. Your righteousness shall go before thee. Not only that, God himself will be your rear ward, your rear guard. Many of us don't have our righteousness going before us. He that minister food, bread to the eater, also minister seed to the sower. Not only that, and also increase the fruits of your righteousness. That's what the Bible calls it. Your fruit of righteousness can be increased. It can go before you. Don't just fast. Be liberal. Bless the pulpit, God's work. Bless the leaders, God's people. Bless these three P's, and your life will never be the same again. Why? It's according to divine pattern. Hallelujah. 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 Some of us don't need the money. No. Or we don't need the material blessings. No. Is for the purpose of maintaining divine order. Father to bring about your blessings. I remember John the Baptist, and I saw what happened when Jesus Christ went to meet him. Who should be baptized? Is it the one who is made or the maker? Who should baptize? Who should baptize? Oh my God, who should baptize? This is a teaching church. Who should baptize? When Jesus Christ got there, who is the father of John the Baptist? Who is the one that created John the Baptist? All things were made for him, by him, and also through him. Through him. Everything is made through him. When he got there, because of divine order, John the Baptist saw him. And he said, oh, no, you baptized me. Because he knew that he was the Lamb of God. Jesus said, no, 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 no. He says, for the purpose of maintaining all righteousness, doing the right thing, the right order, you baptize me. Can you imagine Jesus? Can you imagine Jesus? Can you imagine Jesus? He did not need the baptism of John the Baptist. But it says that all righteousness be fulfilled. Oh my God, all righteousness. That divine pattern. How God does his own thing. His protocol might be maintained. So he himself can enter into his assignment with ease. Bible says, as soon as he knelt down. John the Baptist was no person compared to Jesus. John the Baptist took him and baptized him. And as soon as he did that, his obedience provoked heaven. The heavens opened. The Holy Ghost came like a dove, rested on him. And then God now spoke. I see God speaking into someone's life. When you do things according to the divine order, heavens will open. The blessings will come down. And God will speak to your situation. That was the beginning of his ministry. If he had not maintained that order and said, John the Baptist, what do you mean? Heaven will have been closed. Do you know what it means for God to tell you, you are my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased? He gave him confidence. Do you know what it means? God was telling him that before you even start your ministry, you are past already. He did that when he never cast out any demon. He never healed any sick. But God gave him all A's before he started. That is affirmation. Many of us, the blessings of God needs to be affirmed in our lives. And that is what you need. I pray for you in the precious name of Jesus that from today, you begin to maintain divine order. And God will cause his blessing to come to pass in the precious name of Jesus. Finally, as I close, finally, some people say, help me say sacrifice. Oh, help me say sacrifice. So they prayed, they fasted, and then sacrificed. They maintained the order. Help me say sacrifice again. Oh, help me say sacrifice once more. Help me say sacrifice once more. Help me say sacrifice once more. The third sacrifice that is expected of you as a new covenant believer. Number one, sacrifice of your body. Number two, the sacrifice of your material, your money, your material, your skills, your talents. Everything that God has given unto you, use it. Use the grace that God has. Use it in church. If you're a skilled worker, come and say, what can I do? What can I do here? What can I do for the kingdom? Bring your materials and bless the Lord. The third one is the sacrifice of praise. Help me sacrifice of praise. Psalm 107 verse 22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Have you seen it there? Psalm 107 22. Psalm 116 17 to 18. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. Have you seen it there? In fact, 116 is just like a conclusion of what we're talking about this morning. Have you seen it there? He will offer sacrifice of thanksgiving. He will pay his vows in the presence of his people. Not only that, he will call upon his name. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. Somebody please help me say thanksgiving. Help me say thanksgiving. Help me say thanksgiving. One of the easiest sacrifices you can give to God that is coming from you is the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. That is why declare his praise. It's a time like this where we come to give him thanks. Where we come to praise his name. A praise that comes from the heart. Hallelujah. Thank him for what he's done. Thanking him for what he has not done. Thanking him for what he's done we have not seen. Thanking him and praising him for who he is. If you find nothing to thank him, just thank him and say, God, I thank you because you are God. If you find nothing again to thank him, just look at. Thank you for a beautiful morning. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the Harmattan. Thank you for the dust. Thank you for the skies. Thank you for the works of your hands. Thank him. Thank him. Do you know the reason why God was not happy with some people at that time? The Bible says that even though they knew God, they did not give him thanks. How did they know God? Because the Godhead and his infinite power, they are known and seen. They are known and understood by the things that are seen. That is what the word of God says. So sometimes we try to understand God from the unseen realm. He said, no. Understand him first from what you see. When I see the skies, when I see the thousands of stars, it tells me how great, how big, how mighty God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I know that every day the sun must appear on Abuja, it tells me how consistent God is. When you see all these things, don't just see them for seeing's sake. He said, they understood. They should have understood him. The attributes of God, his power, his Godhead, they are made manifest by the things that are seen. And even though they knew God, but they did not give him thanks, God now gave them up to a reprobate mind. They begin to do those things that are vile. Why? They didn't thank God for who he is or even for his handiwork. This morning, you will give God profuse praise and worship and thank him. Oh my God, you will give God a sacrifice as never before. When all these things come together, your prayer, your fasting, even the one you fasted before. Hallelujah! 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 And then your thanksgiving. When all these things come together, God says, yeah, that is the divine pattern. And he answers by fire. That is who your God is. I pray in the precious name of Jesus. Because your God is the God of principles. Listen, it doesn't matter who you are. Maybe you are thin, you are fat, you are tall, you are short. Maybe you have jinxes and hexes in your ancestry. Maybe you come from a family, you know, from a poor family. Maybe even you come from a dysfunctional home. It does not matter. What matters is the principle. It doesn't matter how bad your business is. It doesn't matter the level of contentions, the level of contradictions that you are going through in life. What matters is the divine pattern. You will always win. Hallelujah. And that is alignment. Help me shout a big hallelujah. Oh my God. Let every victor shout a big hallelujah. Put your hands together and shout. And give God praise. Because God will do mighty things here. Today, as we begin to align ourselves in the place of righteousness. As we begin to align ourselves, giving to God. Today, your singing will count. Today, your praise worship will do something. Today, your dancing steps will be as a signal to heaven.
to provoke something. When you move this way, it will mean something. When you move this way, it will mean something in the spirit. As you dance, as you turn, as you lift up your hands, the fire of God will come down and your life will never be the same again. If you are the one that God is talking about, help me say a very big amen. This morning, just very simple, I want to pray for some people, category of people. Wherever you are, you might be sitting down. Please don't come out. Just lift up your hand because of time. Hallelujah. 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 Two people I want to pray for. The first people I want to pray for are people who are going through confusion. They are confused. Do you know that confusion is an affliction? Job chapter 10 from verse 15. It says, I am full of confusion. Therefore, see thou my affliction. When a man is confused, you are disoriented. Don't know what to do. This year has started. You are bemused. Everything seems muddled up. Should I do this? Should I do that? What do I do? Am I supposed to be in Abuja? Where am I? You are just, everything is just, you are just beclouded. Confusion is a terrible thing. It can bring about frustration. I remember one time, one of my very good friends, the guy was so intelligent, but doing exams, he came in and sat down. As he wanted to start to write the papers, answers, something happened and he was confused. He was there sweating and frustrated, not knowing what to do. He came out crying. But when he came out, everything cleared. He could remember. He's thinking, what happened? Listen, he failed that paper, even though he was intelligent, because he was confused. Many Christians have been stricken by this confusion. God personally gave me this and said, pray for people this morning. Life is confused. Sometimes between choices. Who do I marry? This one, that one. You know? Listen. When a man suffers from confusion, that man is afflicted. May I speak to someone? You will not be confused in life. You will not be confused in ministry. Clarity is coming your way this morning. This divine order will speak for you. So if I have people in that category, very soon I'm going to call you. Just stand. One of the things that God will do, He will clear that confusion away. And I'll give you the scriptures, the keys to that scriptures. And then we'll pray. I tell you what, today, someone is receiving a new lease of life. Today, someone's vision is being clear. That you see clearly. You have a sense of purpose. You have a sense of direction. You have a reason to be alive. Not to be confused and not know what to do. From this morning, you will always know what to do, because God is going to work on your behalf. So if you have people like that, wherever you are, just lift up your hands on to pray with you, wherever you are. Thank you, King of Glory. He specifically told me about this. Put your hands down. I'll pray with you very soon. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, if you are here, before I pray for people who are going through confusion and they can't go far in life, make too many mistakes, you're on the same spot because you are confused, not knowing what to do. But firstly, I want to pray for those who want to say, Jesus, today I want to dedicate my life to you. I've heard the message. I want to respond. I believe your words spoken to me. Every word spoken, I believe it. I want to respond to you this morning. And I want my life to take a different turn. You are the one who can save me. I want to respond to your call. Wherever you are, where you are seated, just wave your hands. I want to pray with you. Thank you. Very quickly. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Very quickly upstairs. Thank you. I want to respond. Thank you. We lift up in wherever you are, just lift it up high. Thank you. Lord, I just thank you and I bless you in the precious name of Jesus. God, let's pray. The precious name of Jesus. I pray for this one, so God, in Jesus' mighty name. That Lord, that you please touch their lives today. Do something new. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus' mighty name, I pray. So, first prayer point, lift up your hands wherever you are. I want to pray with you wherever you are. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Thank you. Your two hands. Hallelujah. Now stand on your feet very quickly. For those who are trusting God, I say, Lord, this moment, this thing must leave. I have a prayer point here. It says, is any afflicted, let him pray. This affliction must cease today in the precious. I can't hear somebody say amen. I say this affliction must leave today in the precious name of Jesus. Everything confusing your mind, oh my King of glory, God is taking care of it now by the power of the Holy Spirit in the precious name of Jesus. He has not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Everything making your mind to be unsound shall be broken this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice and say in the precious name of Jesus. Oh my God, somebody is not praying. Say in the precious name of Jesus. Say in the precious name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Say by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say by the power and the blood of Jesus. Let every affliction of confusion be broken up my life this morning. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Let it be broken right now. No more. I will no longer be confused in my life. I receive clarity of purpose. I receive clarity in the spirit, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Go ahead and pray. Yay! In my endeavors, in my ministry, in my family, I pray for my sons and daughters. Go ahead and pray for someone. Pray for your husband and your wives who are confused, not knowing what to do. To be confused means to be afflicted. When a man is afflicted, a man is, oh my God, it is frustration. You will pray this morning and declare and decree in the name of Jesus. Break loose from that power in the precious name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, to some people, it is there. He says, is any afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick? Let him call for his house of the church. Let them pray by him. Anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. Sickness. Confusion. They are all in the same group. Sometimes, when Satan wants to affect someone, he goes through sickness, impossible. He goes through your body, it's impossible. He wants to eat your spirit, it's impossible. He said, wait, give him confusion. Confuse him. Sometimes he brings many options. And if you're not very careful, you take the wrong option and you have the wrong results. Confusion. No wonder why God says in the book of Isaiah 61, he says, for your shame, you shall have double, and for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Isaiah 61, 17, you will pray and say in the precious name of Jesus. Say in the precious name of Jesus. Every area of my life where the enemy has stricken me with confusion, Father, give me double joy. Give me double miracle. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. No more confusion. Things will be clear to me. Thank you, King of Glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Yes, speak into someone's life this morning. For your shame, you shall have double. For the confusion that the enemy has afflicted you with, you receive rejoicing. You will possess the double.
Everlasting joy shall be your portion, according to the word of the Lord. Isaiah 61. I decree and declare over someone right now in the precious name of Jesus. Let the spirit of confusion give way over you. In the precious name of Jesus, you will take quality decisions according to God's purpose, according to God's pattern. As many who are here who have wives and children who are confused, not knowing what to do, not knowing who they are, not knowing what next step to take, not even knowing how to believe God, I pray for you again by sending the word of God to you. I declare and declare, I speak to you and I say, be free in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. This year, things will be so clear to you. God will fight your battles for you. And let somebody say a very big amen. If you are the one that God is talking about, say three amen in a row. If you believe in the Lord, the report of the Lord, help me shout three hallelujahs in a row. Put your hands together and God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.